Well, I'm glad tonight that I learned that he loved me. I'm glad that I know him. It's the most wonderful thing in all of the world to be able to know Jesus. Not just to know about him, but to know him. He prayed and he said in John chapter 17, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." This is life eternal. You want to know what life eternal is? It's knowing God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Being personally acquainted with them, providing a home for them in your heart. That's what it means to have eternal life. It isn't just a matter of going to church. It isn't just a matter of conforming to certain standards. It's a matter of knowing him. Knowing Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. One song says, "If you knew him as I know him, you would make my Savior yours this very hour." Oh, he's a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I know if you know him, if you know him tonight, you could recommend him to everybody. He's worthy tonight, gracious and kind and merciful Savior. If it weren't for Jesus, where would we be tonight? Where would we be tonight? If it weren't for the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us upon the cross of Calvary. Ah, he's worthy to be praised, children. Worthy of honor, worthy of glory. Praise God. Seem like we sort of come into this service tonight with our heads hanging low. But I'm telling you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, loves you. And that's enough to get your head up. And praise God, because God really cares about you. He told us we can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Hallelujah. And I believe he'd love to just bless everybody here in this service tonight. I believe that he's got so much in his coffers tonight that he's looking on this service tonight saying, "I'd like to share with every one of you out of the abundance of my riches in glory. I'd like to give you out of the riches of my grace. I'd like to give you out of the riches of my mercy tonight. I'd like to give you out of the riches of my glory." Hallelujah. Oh, he's not poverty stricken. And the Lord's dishonored when his children act like they are. Because we're the children of the King. And he wants to give to us an abundance in our spiritual life so that we don't dishonor him being children of the King and going around poverty stricken. God wants us to have his blessings abundant in our lives. Praise God. All the world don't never see us where we are just a grumbling and complaining and a murmuring. They ought to always see us praising God and blessing the name of Jesus because of what Jesus means to us and what he's done in our life. Oh, that's the way that we they say that the best advertisement for any company is a satisfied customer. And it's that way with Jesus Christ, too. The best advertisement for Jesus Christ is somebody that's satisfied with Jesus, happy to be a Christian, in love with the Son of God. That's the best advertisement for the Son of God, is somebody that's satisfied with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're so happy you're here tonight. It's just a joy to have all of our visitors with us. And all of our home folks, we're so glad that you're here. We're thankful for what God is doing. I want you to know tonight, the devil is not the only one doing things in this world. I want you to know Jesus is working in hearts and lives. Jesus has changed lives right here in this church. I'm not talking about 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I mean he's changed lives in just days ago right here in this place. And I just left the hospital today, visiting Brother Dewey up there. He said, I'm so much better. He said, the Spirit of God came in here. I told you about the Spirit of God coming on him when we prayed for him yesterday. He said, the Spirit of God come on me yesterday. I'm feeling so much better, he said. He said, I believe the doctor's going to let me go home tomorrow. And God is just helping him and blessing him. It's just encouraging to see a man like that who just come out of darkness into light. And he's so happy and so thrilled about Jesus. He just weeps and cries, praises God, right there in the hospital. He's not ashamed of Jesus. Oh, that God would help us all to be thrilled with the Son of God. God, help us all to be thrilled with Jesus. I told my wife, I've seen a few lately that really got saved. And Diane Williams comes here to church on Sunday morning. Her brother got saved just a little while before he died. And you know, I told you about going to see him, and he looked like he just was so hard, and I couldn't reach him. I couldn't touch him. I was testifying to him. Diane wanted me to go see him. He's dying, 39 years old. I go to see him, talk to him about his soul. I'm trying to get him ready to die. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, Jesus did not come into this world to get men ready to die. He came to get men ready to live. And you know, I stopped and changed my testimony. And I said, Jesus Christ came into this world to get you ready to live. He came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. That boy didn't get saved that day, but he got saved a few days after that. Gave his heart to God. I'm telling you, God made a change in that boy's life. I preached his funeral along with another preacher in this area. I told the folks, I said, this man that you once knew, I said, he died a few weeks ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And there was a brand new man took his place. They'd put him in the hospital, and he'd go up and down the hospital halls or in every room praying for people and testifying to them. And if he went up there to see him, he used to didn't want to see me. But when after he got saved, and every time I'd go around him, he just begging me, come see me. And he didn't want me to leave and want to talk about Jesus. And his pastor went up to see him, and he said, told this boy, said, I don't see nobody in these rooms around here in this hospital. He said, no, I said, I've been going from room to room praying for them, and God's been healing, and they're going home. I'm telling you, he was just thrilled to know Jesus. And brother, I wish God would help us all to have that kind of love for Jesus. Is that what you call first love? Is that what you call first love? Is that what the Lord told Ephesians? I want you to get that. I got something against you because you left your first love. But this is what I want you to get back in your life. Is that thrill with the Son of God? Happy to be saved. Rejoicing in forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to have that till I die. Thank God for being saved. Brother Fred, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be saved. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to preach. Brother Philip, come on and tell us what's on your heart tonight, brother. So glad to have Brother Philip and Sister Deidre and their children and family, grandparents and great-grandparents, and everybody, we're so glad you're here in the house of God. Give him your attention as he comes tonight.
Well, I appreciate what Brother Bill had to say, and it just kind of give me some footing tonight. Appreciate that. And it's, you know, the Lord has got good things for us.
Yes, he does, brother.
And if we could just see tonight, if we could take a look into the storehouse and see things there with our name on them, things there especially for us. And I believe tonight that we can obtain them. They're not out of our reach. They're not out of our reach, but we can obtain them. And the Lord wants to give them to us. And I believe tonight if you'll just start reaching for him right now, start feeling after the things of the Lord, I believe tonight he'd like to give us the desires of our heart. We thank you for all you've done for us, all the accommodations, all the food. It's been so wonderful. Your giving. God bless you for your kindness to us. While we're here, we've We've thoroughly enjoyed our visits over the past years here, and feel so small standing in this place. But we'd like to be used of the Lord while I'm here. I'd like for Him to make this little time that I have here, I'd like for Him to be so effective with this great word. You know, I don't stand here tonight in my ability and strength physically tonight. I'd rather be, you know, just sitting on the bench, you know, and it's not Philip that I'm trusting in tonight, but I'm looking higher. And I'm looking beyond all my abilities and looking to one that has all ability. And He can do great things for us in this building. You know, I've preached before, and it wasn't me that was doing it, but I've seen it, His hand work while I was doing it. I was preaching a place one night. I wasn't even preaching on divine healing, but I felt the anointing on my life as I preached. And a woman in the back jumped up again to shout and healed by the power of God. Just, you know, you never know what God's going to do in a service. I'd like to have just my expectations lifted a little bit higher. I'd like to start looking and listening for that great one just have His way tonight in our service. And He wants to have His way. In Isaiah, the 28th chapter, I'd like to read tonight. Isaiah 28, reading from the 10th verse. Isaiah 28 and 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom He said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. But I like the first part, the reason it was said. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, to whom He said, this is the rest wherewith He may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. This is the refreshing. I believe that's a refreshing from the Lord tonight that He'd like to give His people. You know, we're living in a busy time, and it's easy to just get caught up in living. And that, my friend, will make us weary spiritually. When we go day after day doing the same thing over and over, and after a while, we go to look and take an inventory of ourselves, and we realize we're not really on fire for God as we need to. We're really not where we're, and we become weary with things. You know, it seems like now I've reached an age, it seems like if I get caught up in that, I get weary with everything. Just, it's weariness, and there's a pressure that becomes so severe upon us. And, you know, we have to make a living, and we have to work, and I think that's part of it. There's jobs for us all to do. But, my friend, there comes a time that you have to slow down. You have to say, Lord, I need this rest. I need this refreshing. My soul is weary. My soul is weary. And I need a touch from You. I need that refreshing that can only come from You. I believe the Lord tonight would like to give that to us. I believe He's got something especially for us tonight that He could cause every weary soul, every tired being, everyone that's weary on the journey from the pressures and the toils of life. I believe He's got a touch. I believe He's got something that can cause us to feel refreshed and revived. We read in the book of Acts, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse, He said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. That's it. That's the key. That's where it's at. That refreshing that comes from the Lord.
I'd come to the house of God before and wondered why I even made an attempt to go. I felt so weary. I felt so worn out from the day. I felt so beat down from the enemy trying to torment my mind with the position I was in. But I went out of duty. I went because the house of God was open. I went there. And oh, the presence of the Lord brought again a reviving to my being. It came again as a wind from nowhere and began to move across my being. I felt that strength of God come again in my soul. I believe the Lord tonight has got a reviving, a refreshing for the souls of men. From the presence of the Lord, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures evermore. You see, life will go to taking its toll on us after a while. When we get caught up into this world and this is living, after a while it goes to draining us. And I believe Satan uses it against us. And he tries to get us so involved with it. Until after a while, we become so weary. We become so worn out. But if I can go again, if I can go again to the house of God, where He said there's two or three, I'll be in the midst. And from His presence, there is a refreshing again. There is a refreshing again. One of the words that describes refreshing is revive. Revive. You see, there comes a time we need revival. We need revival. We need it. We need God to just have His full way in our lives. We need Him to come and take over our service. We need Him to, you know, that every child, every being in the building will feel the effects of the wind of God that brings that refreshing. We need this outpouring of His Spirit. We need His visitation. Job said His visitation hath preserved, and Thou hast granted me life and favor, and Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. I tell you tonight, men are weary. Souls are weakening from the pressure of life. But I tell you, I've got the remedy. I've found the solution. And it's in the presence of God. It's in His presence where there's fullness of joy. He'd like to pour out His Spirit tonight and revive every soul. Give us, Lord, another refreshing. Let Your wind blow again, Lord, until our souls are renewed in You. I believe a desire for that will bring that about. I believe a desire for that will cause that to be. I believe a longing, an intense longing. David said, "My heart panteth after Thee, O Lord. After the heart panteth after the water brooks. I must pant it. I've got to reach it. I must reach that refreshing, that refilling, that reviving that only comes from the Lord." I see men wandering and never going and never in touch with God. They go through life. They go through the routines. They go through spiritual routines. But never come encounter with that refreshing from the Lord. I believe tonight He'd like to do it again. He'd like to pour it out again. He's got a refreshing for you, church. He's got that refreshing that you need. A refreshing that will bring that hope again. That renewed strength. I was made to think of Naomi after some bad choices. Probably her and her husband had talked about it, went and moved to another country, and not long after just living, things begin to happen and seem like everything looked like begin to take its toll on them. People dying in their family. And after a while, it seems as though she's got nothing. And the only choice she has to make is to go back to her kinsmen, to go back to Bethlehem. And she talks to her daughter-in-laws about it. And one of them says, "I'm going to go with you. I'm going to let your people be my people." And one statement she said was profound. "Your God will be my God." I believe God heard that. "Your God will be my God."
They begin to make their journey back. And when they come in, people begin to look, is this Naomi? And she said, no, don't call me Naomi. I'm Mara. I'm bitter. The Lord has dealt bitterly with me. I went out full and have returned empty. My life is empty. There's nothing left to live. I'm so empty. But my friend, she had a Moabite girl with her that was God looking upon. God was looking upon their actions. He was looking upon their needs. And in the very next chapter you read, she goes out the next day and gleans in the field. And God causes somebody to give her handfuls of purpose. And I believe then, when she comes home with the sacks of grain, her spirit is revived. I believe we're going to make it. I believe we're going to make it. Hey, church, I believe we're going to make it. If we can get hold of that refreshing and that renewing, I believe we're going to make it. No doubt the enemy told some of you today, you can't make it. And really, you can't where you're at. You've got to make effort to get to that place. For the presence of the Lord. Brother Bill, I remember the first time, the first day. I got saved on Sunday. And on Monday, I done come to a weariness. I done come to a spiritual drought. I'd come to a hard place. And after one day's journey, I was weary. From not understanding some things, not knowing some things. And just trying to battle some things. I was weary. But that evening when I got to the house, you've heard me tell it before. I guess it was Lord impressing me to do it. I never had done it before. I felt impressed to go to the woods. And I knew of a little place there. Somebody had made a little picnic place. Nobody hardly knew it was there. But I did, and playing in the woods, I knew it was there. I made my way there. And when I got there, I'll never forget. I'll never forget how I felt. I'll never forget how weary I felt. Felt like I just break inside. Like I couldn't make it. I wondered, would I make it? But my friend, after a few moments in the presence of God, as soon as my knees touched the ground, the heavens opened up. And I felt something that day that I had never experienced before in my life. Oh, hallelujah. I was no longer weary. It done an instant work in my being. And I believe it'll do it in yours. From the presence of the Lord, a refreshing came. I realized then, this is what I'll go on. This is how I'll make it. This is how I'll be successful. In another Christian, is to feel this refreshing from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven came down. And joy flooded my soul. Oh, what a shrine. What a holy place. What a place that's etched in my memory. But oh, Brother Bill, that wasn't the last time. There's been times of refreshing that I wondered, will I ever feel that again? But yes, I came back again, as I did humbly, bowing myself before His throne. And He sent a refreshing again, and it flooded my being. And I'm here tonight to tell you, you can make it, friend. You can make it, weary Christian. Hey, that's a refreshing for your being. A refreshing from the Lord. You know, certain things that we're accustomed to, you know, I've been weary from not eating and just get faint. You know how that feels? It's a feeling like none other. I've been just thirsty, so thirsty. And ain't nothing like a good drink of water that will soothe that. And it'll put vigor. And it'll put a lot of strength back in your being. There ain't nothing like a good table of food that will strengthen the being of the hungry. There's been times I've even needed the rest. I've even needed to just lie down a few moments or get a good night's rest. These things put vigor back in us. They revitalize us. They give us the vigor to face our task ahead. But oh, my friend, there's nothing like being in His presence. You know, He came to His own and His own received Him not. And there was a time that He was so moved. He went and looked out over the city. And the Bible said He wept. And He began to speak some words. If thou hast known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. I get a whole lot out of that. I kind of get some things rolling in my mind at what He was saying. If you realized what I came to do, if you could have sensed the peace and the joy and the power and the things that I would have given you, if you could have realized I was your Prince of Peace, I'm your everlasting Father, I'm your Counselor, I'm here to give you all that you need, but now it's hid from thine eyes. Oh, church, can we realize the day that's so severe? We are here in the house of God, needing the presence and the divine touch of His hand to make it. We're needing His presence. Come among us, Holy One. Tarry with us. Oh, come in such a mighty way and fill this house. For the day shall come to thee, even thine enemies. He prophesies that what's going to happen. Shall cast the trench about thee and compass thee round. Keep thee in on every side. And shall lay thee even with the ground. And thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another. Because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Oh, you didn't see what you had among you. You didn't realize. You forgot what the book said about me. You forgot the prophecy that was prophesied about me. And I'm here now to do this. And you won't allow me. I'm here to touch you. I'm here to refresh you. I'm here to revive you. But you won't let me do it. Woo, hallelujah. Your mind's on something else. Your mind is focused on another Messiah. And I'm the one that's come to revive you again. I've come to revive you, to bring you life. I've come to give you hope. Hallelujah. But you knew not the time of thy visitation. Hallelujah. I read of another time after he'd been crucified. His disciples were gathered into a room. They'd shut the doors and shut the windows. And they were gathered there in fear and hopelessness and all sorts of feelings running through their mind. Can you imagine? Their King, their Savior, they've just watched it. They've just seen all the acts that was committed. And now they're huddled in fear, not knowing their future, not realizing. Oh, He comes again. He makes entry into that little shut up dark room. Says, peace be unto you. And I'm going to read to you what He does. It says, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. And He said, when He had said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. And He breathed on them. I can only imagine what took place then. But Oh, I believe there the church of the last day was revived, was revived. I believe the breath that He breathed on them there brought forth a vigor in their being to go and preach the gospel to a hateful society, that they would not be accepted. But there, receiving strength and refreshing from the Lord. Church, today, you can't make it without it. Friend, you can't make it without it. Christian, you may have walked many days and not felt this revitalizing power, this vigor that needs to be, this zeal that you need to feel. You may have walked days, but I felt like coming and telling you tonight, you don't have to go any longer. If I could create a hunger in your being to feel that again, I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. Even the youth shall be weary and faint. The society that we're living in today will cause you to do that. It will cause you to faint. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. I come to tell you tonight, the Lord can get you up again and cause you to soar past some things that has brought you down. Even the youth shall faint, but they that wait upon Him shall get up and fly. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Walk and not faint. Walk on, child. Walk toward Him tonight. Lord, I've come to be refreshed. I've been weary today. I've come to be refreshed. Lord, the things of life have wearied me. I've come to be refreshed. Refresh me again. Breathe on me, Lord, that I can get up and go again. For You, Lord. The devil makes us think that that's something of the past. That's for the church of yesteryear. And I've got news for you. This church has made it this far by the refreshing. When times of refreshing came from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing came from the Lord. I would tonight that we could feel the time of His visitation, the cheer. If we could sense the crucial hour. If we could sense how that we're in a time of famine. We're in a time of famine for the hearing of the word of the Lord. Tonight, if you could hear what God's intent is toward you, if you could understand what He's trying to get you to do, come to Me, ye are labored, heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come unto Me. I'll revive you again. Come unto Me. I'll give you new strength. Come unto Me. I'll give you hope again. Come unto Me. I'll be to you all that you need to be right now. I'll give to you all that you need to have. Could we stand tonight? Could we stand tonight? Oh, refreshing of God. Settle on this place. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. The need of our generation, Lord, is this refreshing. The need of our church, Lord, is for You to come into our midst and have preeminence in our midst. And God, breathe on us again and give us a renewing, a reviving, that we can face the world tomorrow with a vigor and a hope and a zeal that we've never had. Oh, Lord, we're facing troublesome times. We're facing perilous times. We need, Lord, a revival this hour. Need a revival. A revival. Oh, Lord. What's needed right now, Lord? Give us restoration. Give us restoration. Renew the spirits of men that are weary. Women that's weary. Hearts that carry loads tonight, Lord. All they're needing is a boost from you. All they're needing, Father, from you is to lighten their load a while and give them new strength to face tomorrow. Man of God laid down and slept. As he slept, an angel came, touched him, woke him up, said, "Rise and eat. The journey's too great for you." He rose, and there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water. He began to partake of that. And he lay down and slept again. The angel would not let him sleep. Would not let him sleep. "Rise and eat, for the journey is too great for you. What I've got fixed for you right now will give you the strength to run past some things you can't run on your own. What I can do for you tonight will give you the power to run tomorrow in a strength that's not of your own, but a strength from heaven. I've got something tonight for you that'll give you the power to face some things you couldn't face yourself. Oh Lord, help us to wake and eat tonight, for the journey's too great for us." The Bible said he rose and eat within the strength of that meat 40 days. 40 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord sees what's down the road. I believe he's trying to prepare us. He tries to prepare us. Get us ready. Cause us to run on. Oh, to run and not be weary. Resuscitate us, God, tonight. A refreshing from the Lord. I hope I've said something. Spark interest enough for you to run to him tonight. I trust I've said something that will cause you to right now cry out to him. Lord, refresh us again. What if that be the cry of this whole building tonight? From the depths of our being, we cry, "Lord, refresh us again. Revive us again, Lord. Revive us again, oh Lord. Revive us again. Let there be singing and dancing again in your house. Revive us again. Let us rejoice again in you." I believe we'd be coming to bless us. We'd worship him here in the house tonight. Oh, lots of times the reason we don't worship is because we're weary. We're tired. We're worn out. Oh, but tonight if we can reach up for that reviving from the Lord, would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? Come. Come heavy laden, come weary hearted. Give us this strength tonight, Lord of the eagle. Lord, to be strong in you and in the power of your might. The enemy of our soul is trying to weary us. He's trying to wear us out. Give us power to resist him. Give us strength tonight. Oh, Lord, tonight. I believe I'd come and wait on him. I believe I'd come and seek him a while. I believe I'd come and press toward him. I believe I'd come. Oh, give us an altar refreshing, Lord, tonight. Give us an altar refreshing, Lord, tonight. Give us an altar refreshing. Refresh our spirits, our souls, our minds, God. So, give us this refreshing. Revive us.